And a good day to you. Welcome to another edition of The Front Page on Morehead State Public Radio. I'm your host, Chuck Meraz, joined today by Rowan County Judge Executive Walter Blevins as we talk about county business. And judges, always welcome to the program.
Good morning. Good morning.
Let's talk a little bit about the budget. I know that was one of the number one items on this week's agenda, and you got something done there, I guess.
Yes, we did. We had our second reading of the ordinance and or the budget, and we didn't really have anybody show up to speak against it. We did make a few small amendments to it. We added another $1,000 for the per year for the homeless shelter. They know they're under a lot of tough times as well, so we gave them another $1,000. We also gave the Morehead Rails to Trails. We gave them $5,000 to help try to finish the trail here in the city, and which we're a trail town now, and we think we ought to be involved with that. So we were able to get that vote for that. And the other one, we gave $2,000 to the symphony, and I'm very proud of our symphony. I think they do a terrific job, and other communities sponsor that. We're making at least a $2,000 donation to them.
We talked the last time that right now putting this budget together has been pretty challenging.
You know, it's anytime you're building something, the biggest, I guess, the largest county project we've ever taken on, about a $20 million jail, that makes it tough. You have to find the dollars, and we were able to find the dollars with the 0.5% increase in the payroll tax. And of course, we also added the net profits tax on businesses, and mainly rental businesses. And we've taken some heat over that, but they didn't show up at the meeting, and so maybe they realize it's on the net, not the gross, and maybe they realize it's not going to be that much money out of their pockets.
Explain how that works.
Well, it's based on they'll file their income tax, and they'll take a copy of that income tax where they show that they have a business, and they will be taxed 1.5% on the net profit, with the first $10,000 of that profit being eliminated.
How much could that potentially raise annually?
I don't know if we really know. I mean, we've kind of guessing. Nobody really can give us an exact answer. We got to make sure everybody that is involved with rental properties or a small business like that they are compliant with the law. I talked about maybe trying to send a postcard to everybody in the community. It's kind of expensive to do that. We had a suggestion from one of the magistrates, I think it was Mr. White, that we maybe should just contact all the CPAs and tax preparers in the county and let them know that they should be encouraging their people to file that tax, because there are penalties and interest if you don't pay it on time.
The one thing that sometimes when we talk about the budget we don't talk enough about is that when you talk about fixed costs for the county, insurance and things of that nature, running the jail, the electricity that is in the buildings and things like that, that continues to go up. So that presents a challenge every year to try to figure out how much it's going to go up. And then fuel prices.
Yeah, I mean, fuel prices have been down. That's been very helpful to us. But I think I saw it at 245 in town and 239 in town, so it's gone up here, probably because the holidays coming up in the next week or so. And but who knows? I mean, those things you just have to try to you budget for. A budget is kind of a guess of how much money it's going to take to run the county. But we're in pretty good shape right now. I think that the payroll tax increase is going to help us weather any kind of storm and allow us to pay for the jail that we need in this community.
I was talking to the mayor about the city's budget, and he talked about the carryover for the budget. Do you have much of a carryover for the county?
We've got around close to $2.5 to $3 million. It's but now we've been they've been I'm not going to say we, because I've only been here a year and a half, but the magistrates and Judge Nickel had been trying to squirrel away as much money as they could because they knew we had a big project coming and that we needed some of those dollars. We may have to, and we'll probably spend some of those dollars to get this jail finished. And I'm hoping that we can maintain that kind of a carry forward in the future. We met with Moody's yesterday, and I think I told them we were going to try to keep $1.5 million to $2 million in reserves or in carry forward.
It's important to do that, I guess, also because in addition to the jail, you have to also be aware that you might have certain needs that pop up, and you may have a natural disaster here in the county that you might have to pay for some repairs.
Absolutely, and that's why you prepare for it, because you just never know when you could have a tornado, you could have a flood, which used to we weren't very prone to those things, but it seems like they're coming more frequently.
Also yesterday, a second reading and passage of an ordinance for concealed weapons on county property.
Yes, that's now the Judicial Center, I think, if you go over there for court, they still have a ban on carry conceal, but we took the carry conceal off of the courthouse and the county buildings, so people can carry conceal in those facilities.
Why was it in your mind and the minds of the magistrates that this was important to do?
Well, we had some people sent letters, and some people have talked to us individually and decided that we ought to follow suit with not having a ban. In my own opinion, I voted for that when I was in the Senate in Frankfort, because I think being able to carry concealed may keep crime down. And if there is any kind of a major, terrorist attack or whatever, somebody might be able to put a halt to it much faster if they can carry concealed.
So was the support widespread for this?
Yes. Yes, it was. I don't think it was a negative vote and really not a negative comment from any of the magistrates.
I know it's an issue in other counties, too, as
yes.
well, in other states, but it seems like in more often cases than not, it's passing.
Yes, it's. I think people realize that we do have a crime, we do have a terrorist scenarios that can occur, and I think people want to feel like they're protected, and the only way you can feel protected sometimes is to have a weapon on your side.
And as always, we talk about the jail project when you're here, and let's talk about that again. You dealt with some issues regarding the new detention center.
Yeah, we've gave approval to award the contracts. I think they're doing that. Did it yesterday, didn't they? Awarded the contracts, and basically those people will come back and with signed contracts. We actually got a lower bid on our the awarding of the bids on the special inspections contractors. We actually come in underbid on that. I think it was $69,500. We had projected more money than that. We had three bids on that, and CSI received it. Those are the people who go around and check the concrete mixtures, and they check for those kinds of things, make sure things are being properly accomplished, and so that's why we've got that. We also what else we did here. The equipment package came in under bid. That was on the that's one we had a rebid of, and it came in under bid as well, and that will be awarded as well. We had also opened up the ambulance bids for the this is going away from the jail, but we've ordered three ambulances. They're Fords, they're gas, and they're got everything's on them except for the striping and some of the lighting. We've got to do that, but came in fairly reasonable compared to what the new prices on 16s are and 17s are going to be. And these are basically demos; they're not any wear or tear on them.
I'll talk to you about the ambulances here in a moment some more, but I wanted to get back to the jail project and. We'll remind people, first of all, when you talk about Trace Creek, that's the construction manager
that's
for the project,
correct.
And they oversee the project. So you're basically handing out the bids for all the individual work that goes inside
that's
the detention center,
correct? All the contractors, Trace Creek takes care of all that as far as the taking the contracts, looking at the bids and deciding which one's the lowest. And then they qualify each one of those bids, and then in turn they will present the contracts to the people. They did that yesterday, I believe, and I think they have 10 days to come back with a signed contract.
So we talked about the $20 million price tag for the detention center. Is that where you are right now?
Well, actually, we're a little less than that, but if you, I think it's 16.7 million, I think. But then your architectural fees are involved with that, the land purchase, the demolition, your construction manager, and your bond counsel, all those things are, it's around $20.5 million.
So you're right in the ballpark where you want it to be.
We'd like to have been less than that, but we're pleased with the bids we got, and we think we can pay this off hopefully in the near future.
I know you'd like the weather.
Next 20 years anyway. Yeah. That's near future for some people.
I know that you'd like to have the weather start to play ball with you a little bit too, so you can get a groundbreaking.
Yes, it's not been a good spring for planning or for building a jail, either one. So it'll change. The sun will shine a few more extra days. Hopefully we got a few this weekend coming up.
Have you at all thought about a potential date for a ground break on this?
Probably sometime maybe next week or the week after we'll try to have something going. We want to make sure all the contracts come back signed and ready to go, and then we'll probably set a date for a groundbreaking.
So you'd say all systems are go?
I think all systems are go.
All right, good. Well, let's get back to the ambulance issue. You talked about the purchase of the new ambulances. How much was that?
I think it was $348,000, and we think that's reasonable compared to what the new ones are going to cost. And we went on the recommendation of our Danny Blevins, our ambulance director, and we received those bids. Only had one bid on them, but we think they were good bids, and we went ahead and awarded that.
Well, these things get a lot of miles on them, so I'm sure the old ones probably needed replaced.
You have to replace them periodically because the last thing you want is an ambulance to break down when you're taking someone to an emergency for a heart attack or after an accident. So you definitely want to keep these vehicles up to par.
Back to the rails to trails issue, and I know that you've been aware of this because this has been a long-term effort for I don't know how many years. It's probably been maybe even 10 to 15 years that folks here in this area have been working on trying to get a Rails to Trails project going.
Actually, when I was in the, I think I may have been in the Senate, just began my Senate career, it was about 23 years ago and 25 years ago. And that's when CSX was basically pulling up the tracks, and I went down there and tried to testify and hang on to those tracks because I think they were important. I wish we had them today. I wish that railroads would still be available for the people here in Moorhead. I think it would help us attract industry. But I pushed for the turning these into rails to trails back then, and of course it was during a campaign, and my opponent at that time had a big hearing, and people were up in arms. They didn't want a trail coming past their house. So I guess it was right for a train, but they didn't want people on bicycles and walking. I guess they wanted to conserve their privacy. But it's a long-term process, and I'm glad that we are considered a trail town now. And I think the county, we receive taxes from people in the city, people in the county as well, and we ought to step up the plate. And my magistrates voted with me on that, and I think it's the right decision. They're trying to build the trail right through town around the cinema and around down by 519 all the way up to Rodburn. And they need a couple of culverts put in so people can get across some of these streams. And we're going to try to help with those culverts. So the $5,000 will go a long way in helping them construct both those culverts.
It sounds like progress is being made. It's been slow, and as you mentioned, it's been really over two decades since all of this started. But it sounds like things are starting to pick up. Am I right?
I think they're picking up. I think we've got. I met with the Sustainability Moorhead group, and they're out here trying to fix trails and trying to clean up some of the trails and build new trails. And it's definitely an opportunity to bring more tourists to our community. There's a lot of people enjoy biking and walking and hiking, and so we think it's a right step. And you just got to find industry and jobs and money any way you can, and that's another avenue for us.
Well, I think that I talked with Hal Rogers here the other day about this. He said that Eastern Kentucky is just ripe for tourism opportunities because of the natural beauty of the area, the terrain, how it's laid out, that there's just multitudes of things that could be done here, and still we haven't even scratched the surface yet.
I agree, and if you look at Tennessee with what they've done with the Smoky Mountains, I think we could do the same thing here. We've got some of the same kind of beauty they have, and I think we've got probably more waterways than they do. And I think it's a step in the right direction for not just Eastern Kentucky, but the whole state. Adventure tourism is something that's growing. It's by leaps and bounds, and we need to be right in the middle of it and actually be a destination for it.
You know, one thing I'm surprised a little bit about is that you haven't had some private entrepreneurs perhaps setting aside maybe land that they have for, say, ATV use and things of that nature, different types of adventure tourism opportunities.
We've got one of those here, and it's kind of a best-kept secret. I didn't know much about it till I got a chance to drive around the county and saw I think it's called Nasty. It's a RV track. If you go up on Clack Mountain and back into Jones Ridge and that area, there's a real nice track there, very, very beautiful, and they bring quite a few people from out of the county into ride those trails. So it's already started, and I think they've talked about maybe putting in some zip lines as well. That's another opportunity for people. We're seeing those in some of the other counties around us, and we've got as nice of mountains or hills as they do, and I think it's pretty a terrain. So with the lake around, Cave Run Lake would be an ideal place for zip lines, and just here in the downtown Morehead, a zip line I think would attract attention and bring more people to the community.
All right. Once again, our guest today is Rowan County Judge Executive Walter Blevins as we talk about county business on the Front Page. We'll do some more of that right after this.
I said, well, I think if we're going to do a movie about Miles Davis, it has to be fire. You know, it's got to be a gangster movie or a heist movie or a shoot 'em up.
I'm Josh Jackson. Don Cheadle plays Miles Davis in a film that goes way beyond anything like a biopic. It's Miles Ahead. A radio special on the movie Miles Ahead, Sunday, May 29th at 8 p.m. on MSPR.
Welcome back to The Front Page. I'm Chuck Meraz again. Rowan Judge Executive Walter Blevins is our guest today. And Judge Blevins, as we continue our discussion, there was something down here at the bottom of the agenda in regards to some pressure washing being done at the Veterans Building in the old jail. I guess that's the continued refurbishing of those facilities.
That's correct. The sidewalks and the buildings themselves need a good power washing. We accepted a bid on that. From Anthony Anthony Caldwell, and Anthony does the maintenance and janitorial services at the judicial center and the arts center at the courthouse, and he put a bid in to do the pressure washing on that, and we think that they'll turn out much better looking, and of course we eventually want to put blacktop there. And at the same time, we've decided to let the Art Center use those parking spaces instead of leasing them out or renting them out to individuals. So we made a move in that direction to try to help the Art Center and give them more parking. And hopefully we'll dress that area up and make it more attractive with the new ADUC building.
Had a chance to talk recently with Danny Knipp from the Veterans Association about the work at the Veterans Museum. He said it's coming along. The one thing that they're still trying to figure out, I guess, is the problem with the water in the basement.
That's a problem we have with not only the Veterans Center, but we have a problem with the Arts Center as well. And we're going to try to do some excavation of the drain lines there and try to fix that problem. Hopefully, as soon as we get some good weather, weather's kind of inhibit us. We've also trying to fix the cornerstones. There's about three of those cornerstones up on the bell tower that are loose, could fall. I don't think it's in an imminent danger right now, but we need to fix them, and we've come with an idea of how to fix them so we can do it relatively cheap.
Yeah. How about the old jail? I know that work continues in there to kind of refurbish that.
We've put we put water lines and sewer lines back in there for those people, and they've gone in and are cleaning it and trying to make it usable for the some of the artists that are looking at maybe some of the dry kiln stuff you do and some of the welding type art people do that they would have studios in those buildings for those individuals, and maybe also hold some classes in that building as well.
Do you know what kind of challenges they face next with that building?
Well, they got a $12,500 grant. They requested 25, but they got 12.5. We requested a $10,000 grant and we were turned down, but they're planning on using that for mainly cleanup and I guess putting some drop ceiling in and fixing some of the things that need to be fixed, cleaning it up, painting it, and that type of thing.
So how close are they maybe to getting that thing ready to roll?
It'll be a while. Maybe by the end of the summer they might have some things they can hold in there. I think they're trying to work on the first floor first, and if they can get in there, then they can work on the second story later in the year.
So you feel pretty good about the progress?
I feel pretty good. I think there's a lot of enthusiasm there. I think it's arts are a big part of Morehead and a big part of our culture around here, and I think we need to continue to move forward on that. They probably need the space. That's why they came to the court and kind of basically took it out of my hands anyway. And I don't get angry at those kinds of things. I'm trying to help them and try to do what I can to make them successful now.
You also were able to put some detention center agreements in place for the next fiscal year?
Yeah, we've got, I think we had Montgomery County and I believe it was Menifee County, I think. But we've got agreements with all our surrounding counties that we will take their prisoners. We're really not allowed to take them right now because we're overcrowded ourselves. But when we build a new detention facility, those people, I think, will want to bring their inmates here. We're closer by miles and I think they're more familiar with the roads around here, and we're trying to build better roads to the whole region. Of course, 519, we're doing that last little section of 519. We'll have that road completely updated from West Liberty all the way into Moorhead, and we think that'll bring a lot of people back to our region. I think it already has, and that's another reason I think we'll have very little trouble filling up our jail, hopefully making the jail something positive rather than just a complete drain on the taxpayers in Round County.
Usually when you get into the spring, I know the county has to look at doing some road projects just because the winter messes up the roads around the county. So have you gotten into some of that?
Well, the weather's kind of inhibited us from doing much right now. I think they've been trying to fix a few little some places that are falling into the creek. You've got to fix those things before they get any worse. We've done that. They've done some graveling of some of the cemetery roads, getting ready for Memorial Day, and just taking care of the. We've got some bridges that need some work. We've got one of those bridges is basically finished, and they've got two more bridges that are up on 32 going towards Sandy Hook that need repairs. We're going to fix those, and then we've got the Horseman Cemetery Bridge. That's the biggest one. And we're hopefully going to get down there next. And then there's one up, I think, on 377 up Big Brushy, I think. There's a bridge up there that needs some repair. But all those things we think we can handle. We'll get some money from the state. Hopefully about 80% of that will be from the state on fixing those bridges.
Yeah, it sounds like the winter didn't hurt the roads and the bridges too badly, though.
Not too bad, I don't think. It wasn't as bad a winter. It wasn't as cold maybe as some of the past winters. And we always get some complaints. Everybody wants a new blacktop on the road, but you have to take care of the priorities and the people that are in the worst shape first, and then we'll work our way toward the others.
We've got a couple of minutes left on the program. We always touch on perhaps the park situation, and maybe if there's anything new regarding that, what's the latest?
I'm hoping that we will have money in the future that if we can fill up the prison, fill up the jail with 302 prisoners and keep that pretty well filled up. It will allow us. It's about if the other 200 beds that we take. If you added them up, it'd be close to $2 million. And maybe we might have to spend $500,000 on maybe new staff. We think it'll be energy efficient. We don't think it'll raise the utilities that much because it's new modern technology, new modern materials, and we think that. We'll actually have some money to spend that we spend $1.2 million. If we can bring another $2 million in, $1.5 million, $2 million, then we can take some of those dollars that we've been putting into the jail and put them into recreation facilities, and that's what my hope is in the future.
Have there been any discussions by the powers that be here locally regarding it? Or?
Well, Jim, Tom, and I, we talk periodically. Of course, we know we've got a road project and a bridge project. It's going to take them, probably a year and a half to 2 years to get those fixed, so it gives us more time. Maybe the economy will continue to pick up with all the construction we have. And eventually they'll fill those buildings up with people, and we think we're on a roll now. We think that we'll see prosperity in the next few months and years, and that we'll hopefully the more jobs you bring in here, the better our economy is, the more tax dollars we have to take care of those needs.
Last time I talked to Mayor Trent about it, he said that the Interlocal Recreation Board is still working on perhaps putting together a survey and maybe trying to find out maybe some of the needs that the community would like to see answered with a new park.
I think it's always good to find out what the people think. I mean, Jim, Tom, and I don't have all the answers, nor do the council or the court. And I think public input is always good. We welcome it at our all our meetings. I'm sure the mayor and them do as well. They welcome people to come in. Any individual wants to come in and speak, they get their opportunity. And that's what makes government work, when people are willing to listen to other people and other ideas.
As always, Judge Blevins, thanks so much for being with
us. Thank you. My pleasure. Have a good day.
Round County Judge Executive Walter Blevins on Front Page. I'm your host, Chuck Meraz. See you next time.